Some of us wear t-shirts to celebrate famous people and their legacy to the human family. A few years ago, I bought this t-shirt at the Kurt Vonnegut Memorial Library and Museum in Indianapolis. It shows an image of the blue, gray, and white electric typewriter on which Vonnegut wrote most of his works. In the museum, the Smith Corona typewriter sits on a short rectangular table. Vonnegut used to sit in a low chair near the floor and lean over the table to put his fingers on the keys of that electric typewriter and spin out the stories, novels, essays, and speeches that he has left for us as a legacy. As an artist, Vonnegut was driven to challenge conventional assumptions and expectations, as was the transcendentalist writer Henry David Thoreau 100 years before Vonnegut. Hence, on the surface of his writing table, Vonnegut carved this quotation from Thoreau: "Beware of all enterprises that require new clothes." Beware of all enterprises that require new clothes. These words come from the book Walden. Thoreau's book is full of reflections on how the choices we make in the outside world reflect the values we hold inside us. He writes, "Beware of all enterprises that require new clothes and not rather a new wearer of clothes. If there is not a new person, how can the new clothes be made to fit?" These days, it's easy to make ourselves look different or new, to present ourselves as we wish to be seen. But our outside choices or external changes won't automatically change who we are or how we show up. Thoreau says, let's put some time into the person who inhabits the clothing. Work on the living, breathing soul under the suit of clothes or under the t-shirt. Another person who uses the image of clothing to refer to our values is the author of the New Testament's letter to the Colossians. The writer uses the image of putting on clothes as a metaphor for a spiritual community's commitments. In chapter 3 of the letter, the writer asks, "How shall we clothe ourselves?" The writer answers this way: "Put on your new self. Your renewed self. Show to the world your renewal in the knowledge that God loves all of you." The letter to the Colossians is written under the name of the Apostle Paul, but many scholars reject that authorship. Yet even with a fake byline, the writer uses a good image about how we treat one another. What we do put on, spiritually or ethically, makes a difference. Asking the question, what do we put on in order to engage with others in our community and in our family? That first century letter advises people to put on compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Giving advice to that growing congregation, the letter emphasizes patience and forgiveness as the key to getting along in community. It says, let us clothe ourselves in love. My interpretation of this passage for each of us is this: how do you prepare to meet the day? How does each one of us prepare to engage with people we have to interact with, talk to, cooperate with, and rely on? How will we show up to those people? How will we show up to those among us whom we care about the most? How will we show up to those we are encountering for the very first time? This ancient advice recommends, let us put on compassion and kindness. When I was growing up, the night before every school day, my mother would lay out my clothes for me to put on the next morning. I didn't always agree with her taste in my school clothes. This was the 1960s and 1970s, after all. What was groovy and in fashion for those times is, in the rearview mirror of history, atrocious and embarrassing. The paisley shirts with the oversized collars, the corduroy bell bottoms, a pair of lavender jeans with rivets like silver ball bearings all up and down the outside seams. I kid you not. Whether or not I really was a fashion victim in those days, it occurs to me now that my mother and I missed an opportunity for conversation. As she laid out my clothing and I got ready for bed, we could have had a conversation. We could have shared a ritual of reflecting on the day that I had just had and of my listing my reasons for gratitude and my naming the ones I loved and my wishing them a blessing. We could have talked about the next day and what I hoped for on the next day. If you have children, I am curious to know if you have tried conversations like this, or if you do try it sometime, I'm curious to know how it goes. Either of my parents might have asked, "What do you think tomorrow will be like for you? What's coming up?" Perhaps I would have responded by talking about a special event coming up, or an assignment, or a stressful situation, or somebody who was mean and I was afraid of. Then I could have been invited to consider, how do you want to prepare for the day? What attitude will you wear? Do you want to put on courage? Do you need to put on kindness or a spirit of joy and fun? Or what? That kind of question is powerful, yet simple. As I look back on my childhood, such a family conversation could have taken place at bedtime with one parent, or over cereal the next morning with the other parent. I wonder what I would have said if they had asked me, "What kind of attitude would you like to wear today?" I'm sure that in some particular years of growing up, my answer would have been stone silence, or at best a moan and a grumble. Even so, I bet I would have remembered the question, what attitude would I wear to meet the day? Given the people that I would be seeing and the tasks ahead for the day, what human virtues would be good to put on? Good questions on any day for people of any age. At some point, my mother ceased managing my wardrobe. Thanks be to God. I don't remember when I started making those choices myself, middle school, high school. Anyway, for most of my life, it has been my decision about what to wear for the day. For most of my life, every day of the week, I have decided what to wear. Nice pants or blue jeans? In summer, maybe it's a day for short pants. In winter, maybe I put on a long sleeve shirt and a sweater. On a Sunday, I consider which tie to wear for church, except for today, of course. What I put on for the day depends on who will see me during the day, what roles I have to carry out, what the weather is going to be, and of course, which clothes are clean on any given morning. I wonder what it might be like if I were to consider what spiritual values I wanted to wear for the day, what values I wanted to put on. A reflection like that would not have to take any more minutes than selecting a shirt and sweater would take. It would take only pausing to ask myself, what will I deal with today? Do I need to wear an attitude of mindfulness to make sure I don't rush through the day without noticing it? Yes, on most days, mindfulness is a good thing to wear. Whom will I meet with today? Do I need to put on patience? Yes, at times I do need an extra layer of patience. Perhaps I'll clothe myself with kindness today for the comfort of my own spirit and for the spirits of others I will be around. Clothe myself in kindness. You might consider that for your morning, or you might consider it before you go to bed, if that's a better time of day for such a contemplation. Wardrobe management as the occasion for spiritual discernment. Let's consider it. Let's consider the questions. How shall we show up for this new day? By wearing thankfulness? Wearing generosity? What values do we put on for the day? Put on compassion and kindness? Put on patience? The act of choosing a t-shirt or a tie or a dress or a pair of shoes to wear on any given day could be a reminder to make some spiritual choices about how to enter the day. How will we show up for the day? What attitude will we put on? In what values do we wish to clothe ourselves on this day? In what values and what intentions do we wish to clothe ourselves? May we try out and examine ways to make any of our ordinary rituals of life an occasion for considering the gifts of life and sharing those gifts. May our days be blessed with intention and awareness and gratitude. May every day show us its blessings and show how we are called to bring our blessings into the world. So may it be. Blessed be. Amen.